Several hundred people turned out for a candlelight walk at Derek Doubleday Arboretum to mark Orange Shirt Day on Monday, September 30, a day to remember residential school victims that has become a federal statutory day, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Organizers called the Langley event a day of truth, with speakers describing the impact of having children removed from their family and culture. Cecilia Rieke, a former school trustee turned cultural presenter in the Langley School District, was a member of the Indigenous Advisory Panel that worked with organizers of the Derek Doubleday event. Settler individuals and community organizations came together to organize this day, Rieke explained. This journey of reconciliation has been going on for a long time with Indigenous people, Rieke told the gathering. And I remember last year, saying, why are Indigenous people organizing Orange Shirt Day? It is our day to walk softly, and it's the settlers' job to learn the truth, because we know the truth, as Indigenous people, and it's the settler community who is learning the truth. I said, I don't think we need to organize this event. Rieke recalled, it's not up to us to teach the settlers about colonial history, so today, Indigenous people did not organize the day. Rieke's father was a residential school survivor. The purpose was to assimilate us at all cost, and it cost us greatly, Rieke said. And it's not about pointing fingers, and it's not about laying blame, and it's not about putting it at your feet, but it is about saying once you know the truth, it is your responsibility to share that truth. It's not just up to Indigenous people to share this truth. One participant, who organizers did not want named or photographed, explained to the crowd why he had changed his mind about performing for the attendees. I was going to dance for all of you and I was going to put a so-called performance on for you, he said. But then, I was a little conflicted. Throughout this day, I'm still a little unclear of what I'm supposed to be doing here. Rather than dance, he talked about his personal experience with racism and other forms of abuse, of being denied his culture, then sang a traditional song. Another Indigenous speaker, Samantha Jack, quarreled with the description of residential schools as a dark chapter of Canadian history. And we hear that pretty often, residential schools are a dark chapter of our history, Jack said. I don't agree with saying that because it negates the lasting impact our communities still feel today.